Turn the recording on. She had to run out and do a couple errands. I thought I saw her by here earlier. Bob said he was coming, didn't he? Well, I heard.
Yeah, I thought the only ones in question were Amanda and
Hey,
Pam.
is Paul? It's Rodney. How are you? Okay, thank you. Yeah, all right. Very good. Okay, bye. Okay. Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special meeting Monday, December 23rd, 2024, 8:30 a.m. at the Town Hall and Zoom. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And first, I want to consider an act on awarding Notch Road demolition contract and authorizing town administrator to sign the contract. Do we have a motion for said awarding of the Notch Road contract?
Morning.
Morning, Bob. To Stanford Wrecking for the cost of 800, I don't have 855 and some
This
change.
copy.
Well, I'm
this is
sorry.
not, this is the only copy
Yeah,
I have.
it's the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
So I guess if we have no takers on making a motion, I'll make the motion. I'd like to consider an act on awarding the Notch Road demolition contract and authorizing Town Administrator Jim Rupert to sign the contract. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion?
Well, I think it's important, Mr. First Selectman, for the entire board that's here this morning to understand that we did actually take the time and interview with our consultant, Ty and Bond. We did take the time and interview Stanford Wrecking. You know, there were a couple of areas where their bid was just significantly different than others, and we wanted to understand those anomalies. And basically, what it boiled down to was they have some cost savings in their contract over others because they are going to take the time to actually use manual labor and mechanical methods to physically separate some of the hazardous waste so that it's not all being disposed of as mixed hazardous waste. So they'll only be paying the premium price on the hazardous waste that is, in fact, hazardous waste. And I think the other thing that's important, a very important perspective, is that we did, as a subcommittee at one point, interview Stanford Wrecking, and we were very pleased with their experience and expertise.
If I may comment, I was
Absolutely.
part of that committee, and I concur with Jim in the fact of myself. I was also impressed with not only their abilities to take the building down, but their concerns about the environmental aspects of everything around the building. Unlike any of the other contracts we interview, they impressed me as having the best approach of all those companies. So I feel very confident that not only would they do the job well, but they also would not We would not have to be concerned about with any drifting of airborne material. So with that.
Is there any other? Mim's got her hand up too. Yeah.
So I was just going to chime in and say, or ask a question and then make a comment. Is this the maximum amount, regardless of the work they end up having to do, that they can charge us?
I'm not sure I understand the question, but we did have a conversation with them about increasing their scope of work and them providing us an allowance for that scope of work. So
no, so I'm not talking about the other work. I'm talking about for this specific project, if they ultimately bid off more than they can chew and it's going to cost them more, can they charge us for more than the $855,000, or is that their cap for this project?
So the only way that they would be able to charge us more is if there ends up being, if you noticed in the contract, there's unit pricing for additional materials. Should we find additional materials above and beyond that? But we do have approximately $200,000 in the capital budget already. And that would be that's what we would, you know, have as a set aside for our contingency fund on this project. Is that better?
Yes.
Answer your questions?
Thank you.
Wench?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm super frustrated with the fact that we are 6 days before the end of the year, 6 days before the deadline to secure these ARPA funds. The town has known about this money for, I'd say, at least 2 years. We were assured when I first got on the board, I think my first meeting was December of 2023, that the RFP was going to go out by the end of the year. It didn't. I believe it went out in March of 2024. Interviews of the first two subcontractors were held in April, and legitimately they were not appropriate bids. So it was totally appropriate for the selectmen to decline those bids, which we did in late April. Early May, Amanda and I said, okay, well, let's go. You guys, Rodney and Jim, let's authorize you to just take the next step without slowing down and having to go through the rest of the board vote to create delays. Just plow forward because we're concerned about the timing. I've said this like every meeting, concerned about the timing, concerned about the timing. And now we're 6 days before the end of the year. The subcommittee did not have a chance to interview these four people. I was on the committee. I did get to interview Stanford in connection with their first bid. Didn't get a chance to interview the other three. Had to scramble to review these four bid packages over the weekend, which I picked up outside the door of the selectman's office because Kathy left them out there. We have no chance to have it put input into how the excess funds are going to be used. I did see the email that was sent at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the potential items for which the excess funds could be used. And our town attorney, now I'm hoping this, whatever we agree on today, this contract is going to go through the town attorney. He's going to be under pressure to review that contract in the next six business days, as well as whatever contract we approve for the excess funding. So I just feel like there has been plenty of time in the last 2 years for this to come before the board in a timely manner, and it has not. And it's upsetting. I think it looks bad to the taxpayers that we are making a quick forced decision under pressure, and it's incredibly frustrating to me. So I just hope that we do not. I hope that in the future things will move along faster, because this is not a good situation for any of us to be having to work under this kind of pressure.
Anybody else?
Sure, Glenn. Let's go back. Let's have a little history on this. One of the reasons we turned down the initial proposals was It was a package. It was a package that including doing the environmental testing and then the removal. And the proposals far exceeded anything that we could afford, far exceeded our grant funds. So we chose to split it out and do the environmental testing first. So we went through the process, the hiring process, getting people out there, through the testing, getting the results back. So we could then, using those items, rebid it and go forward. That process took time. And the result of the process saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, I mean, let's put that in perspective. Townspeople ought to know that our goal was to get the job done, get it done as economically, basically saving the town as much money as possible, and stay within the allotted grant funds. Well, we not only did that, we exceeded that. So that's the positive. And I understand the frustration. We share that. I think we all share that. And I don't mean to mean anything, but I think everybody should know the whole timeline that added to this delay. And yes, we're here, but I think when it's said and done, the town is going to benefit well with removal of the building under the amount that originally, far below what was originally bid, and also be able to accomplish a few other things with that. So that's my comment.
And the 2 years is an unfair assessment. No decision was made on how to use the ARPA funds until this board was seated.
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not. I was not on this board when that decision was made. I am absolutely positive about that because I remember getting an email from, I think it was Pam emailed me when she was still first selectman saying, oh, good news. The funds have been dedicated to tearing the building down. I was not on this board when that decision was made. So that is not the case. So that decision goes back until at least prior to November of 2023. Yes.
Yeah. Because there was significant discussions for a very long period of time about how those funds were going to be used. Was it going to be used for water line or anything else? And it wasn't until, so perhaps you're correct, but it wasn't until this board was seated that we had clear direction to move forward. And it's, you know, putting a bid together of this nature and going out and, you know, having all of that testing done in about an 11-month period of time is not horrific. Do I wish it was 3 months ago that we had this finished? Absolutely. But this is where we're at today.
Sorry about that, folks.
I have a question about the Stamford wrecking. Does anybody know why the difference is that they came in at 2 point something in the spring when we interviewed them, and now they are able to, their bid is so much lower than that? Do you know why?
It's because of the work that we did for the testing and defining what needed to be abated.
So that, does that mean that they said, oh, there's fewer PCBs or there's fewer hazardous materials in the building than we thought originally, and that's why it's costing less?
When we went out to bid the first time, people were making assumptions based on worst case scenario. Now they actually have a defined scope. So they know it. So like one of the questions that was asked, you know, clearly of Ty and Bond is this exactly what we have for PCB contaminated soils? Or is there possibly others? Ty and Bond can say unequivocally that what we defined is the entire scope of the PCB contaminated soil. Before, they simply didn't know what the quantities were. Now they know what the quantities were. They know what the area is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our bid package for this is over 300 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
They were using worst case scenarios before.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have won. More than likely, and we're going to lose. So.
Mm-hmm.
But they got it down this time to where it's respectable. And the town is very fortunate that Stamford Wrecking put a bid in on this one. And And they're leaving us with a whole new problem.
What
which
do you
is
mean?
An easy problem to fix on how to spend the additional ARPA money. So
yeah, so I looked at all of these, all four of these bids, and the New England Yankee Construction LLC, which was the highest bidder, they didn't even provide us with a timeline. So not only is the price high, but we wouldn't know when they would be planning on finishing the work. The Accurate Insulation bid, was they did a really nice job outlining the project approach. I liked how they set forth everything. Their timeline was January to July. They were talking about seeding in July, which I think wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But that was 1.4 million. But that was a pretty nice bid. I forgot who the name of the third one is. Southern Middlesex Industries at a little bit over $1 million. They didn't even provide us with unit pricing, which is a requirement. And they also didn't provide us with a schedule of work. So I felt like that was an incomplete package. And Stanford Wrecking, I like the fact that their timeline is January through April. It's a pretty short timeline, but I know from having interviewed them in the first round, they do sound like a very professional, experienced company. So I do believe that they would be able to do it within that time frame. So I would support going with Stanford Wrecking, even though I'm not happy, as I explained before, about the time pressure that we're under to make this decision.
Amanda?
Thanks. I did have a question about item number two on the budget for them, which is the temporary barriers, construction facilities, traffic regulation, soil erosion control, et cetera. Their numbers were significantly lower than other bidders. And I know you explained earlier why some of the demolition and remediation was going to be cheaper for them. But did you ask them why this area would be cheaper? I'm concerned because it's near our town hall. It's, you know, near our children, right? And wanting to make sure that the necessary safety procedures and traffic procedures are in place given the location of this demo site.
We did not ask that specific question, though.
No, but when we interviewed them the first time, they have all the sprinkler equipment for that stuff. And of course they'll be putting up with snow fencing or whatever they put up there.
It's construction fence.
They had it all covered previously. And actually it sounded like they had some really nice equipment to keep dust to a minimum.
Right. Two aspects: either a company has it or they contract it.
Yeah, I suspect the difference. I suspect the difference is, and I can't say for sure because I didn't ask the question, is that they actually own their own fencing. Most contractors rent it. I know when we talked with them about the importance of that the last time that we interviewed them, their plan was not only to put up fencing, but they were also going to screen it on the roadside. Because it not only would it help with visibility, it would help with noise and dust.
Thanks.
All right. If there's no more questions, all in favor of approving Stanford Wrecking and Jim signing the contract, say aye.
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 4, 5, 6. 6 yes and 1 absent, which is Pam Sawyer. Now, next is consider and act on awarding. Oh, we already did that. Number 3, consider and act on how to spend the balance of the ARPA funds. And I believe everybody had a. Should I go make a copy of this?
Yeah, please? I didn't bring my copy of that.
No, me. You all want to wait a moment? I'll go make a copy of this.
Thank you.
I'm ready to leave and I can't find my keys this morning. So excuse my couple minutes delay. All right. Which coat did I leave it in?
That's right.
I can share it on my screen if that would be helpful for people who are not in person.
That'd be good. I think it'd be good.
Yeah. We have a couple of copies made. Thank you. brisk walk this morning. It's 5 degrees.
Yeah, I think it was 7 at my house.
Oh, geez. Got a heat wave.
Yeah. It's not often.
It was 1 degree when I left my house this morning.
Oh, 1 degree.
Wow.
It was 4 at 7:15. Oh. My dog doesn't mind the cold. Unfortunately, I have to go with him. Whether
his paws don't get icy.
This dog is, I think he's part husky or polar bear. I wanted it to. He just loves being out in the weather. And
oh, good.
It doesn't impact him. Just his owner.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have yours?
No.
I'm on side.
John. So we have a total of 444,103.64. That's left in the ARPA fund after we deduct Stamford Wrecking. So we were thinking that we would have them do some additional work in the existing, in the Notch Road building that's going to remain, which would be room A's and A and B. And there's a storage office at the top of the stairs. So they're going to have that wall knocked down where the stairway is. And when they put that back, we're thinking that we could get them to replace the doors around the building. It's around the balance of the building, except for the
two doors that you go into for A and B.
The double one?
The double, and then double doors in back that go into the boiler room. All the rest of them have been replaced.
So
either in 2000 with the senior center, or the other two we just did this summer.
So we would have them replace the doors and add accessible walkways from 3 of the doors into the parking lot, ADA accessible, which last year we tried to patch it through and it fared okay.
So that would be, we just, the double doors, the side door for room A, and then
the other one on the side in
by the senior center.
Yeah.
Okay, all 3 of those.
So that's all 3 doors. Yep. And the boiler room, that's a double door. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
They used to be, they considered the garage back when it was the center school. And then when we started thinking about separating the two buildings,
right,
we put the boiler in that area.
Okay. And then we would, if the dollars exist, we would add a couple windows on the new wall as they're putting it up, so that when you walk into the double doors and the stairs are in front of you, at least there would be something of a light in the area, so it would make it more presentable to people who haven't been around. And then, as we all know, the heating in there is atrocious. It's wonderful if you like hot, and the air conditioning is not the best. So we're thinking we could install a couple mini splits for each room. And then in the office storage room on the second floor, there's a couple windows up there. That is there one or two? Two?
Two.
Two.
One in the front, one in the side.
So there's two windows up there that could be replaced as well. So we're guessing that would be in the $130,000 range. So that would bring their contract up to $985,000, which would keep it under the $1 million rule. And since, do we need to make a motion for this?
I think what you may want to do is work backwards and talk about the other projects. I mean, I think it's good to have that list out there as an allowance. But I think what you want to do is make some decisions on some of the other projects we proposed or proposed new projects, okay, and work backwards from there so that we know what that number is going to end up being if we want to have an allowance for Stamford Wrecking.
What are the restrictions of the ARPA funds and types of terms of types of projects that we can use?
So it's really, for the most part, what we want to try to do is keep things health and safety related. And that just really makes it very easy to fit within the guidelines. Some public works projects can comply. Public works equipment, because it's tied to health and safety, is acceptable. Fire department equipment is acceptable. You know, those are the easy things that definitely comply.
Thank you.
So first on the list would be the gator that's at the firehouse. How old is that? Do we know?
I don't know what the current gator is, but it's been on the capital list for several years.
I heard it was a hand-me-down from somewhere else besides. No.
It's a Kubota. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been around a long
UTV.
So
10, 15 years.
The thinking goes on that John's department has
has a UTV in the capital budget.
And yours is pretty old and gets used a lot. So the thought is that the fire department's existing UTV could get passed on to the building and grounds, and then we could get the fire department a new UTV. And do we have any?
What does the fire department use it for?
Go ahead, Bob.
That's used. It's multi-purposes. A lot of it is to use the access, emergency access to like rails to trails to go in for emergency excavation. When you have an injured person out there, to get them out, it's difficult to get a regular vehicle in there, as well as wooded areas. It's also it's utilized to bring in material on wood fires and brush fires where you can't get in with a typical vehicle. So it's used for also firefighting and also for medical evacuation.
Thank you.
And what does buildings and grounds use it for?
We use it for mainly at the farm, all the brush work we do around there, bringing our guys around. Well, we're going to take our one we have now, we've moved that to Indian Notch, where we use it for trash and pick up leaves, brush, and all that. Take the one, the boater from the firehouse and use it up at the farm and mainly, yeah.
So why doesn't it sounds to me like the buildings and grounds department probably uses this more than the fire department uses it.
As much as I hate to say it, theirs is much more, the one they're planning on is much more made for them, for their uses. Ours would be a $15,000 machine, because it's just basic, two cabs and a dump body in the back. Theirs is more specific to firefighting and excavating. Or I almost did what you did, Bob.
Firefighting and rescue. Firefighting and rescue. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
But it sounds like you use that type of equipment more than there is the use for the fire department going out into the woods. So why don't we put money toward a new machine that gets used more than pushing off a used machine on you, your department?
Theirs is almost like a brand new one, in all honesty.
So even though it's need specific, would you be able to use it?
Strip off all the stuff that,
okay, I see,
that they don't, that we don't need to use.
You can modify it. All right.
Just put it back to normal, to a basic unit.
Okay.
Just taking things off more than
add basic fire extinguishers and water pumps and stuff. Or
what's on theirs?
Yeah, and maybe
they have like three different beds that they slide in and out of there.
Oh, okay.
Which they
wouldn't have to change with the unit that they've spec'd out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The inserts.
Right.
They're literally inserts, so sit in the back and whatever they replace it with,
yeah,
it put the insert in. So the firefighting insert and rescue, et cetera, is there.
That's the one that they've spec'd out here will, I believe, seat five people. And it has a bed that carries both a water pump and a Stokes basket for a patient. The other one, if they're doing a rescue, they have to take the water pump out of the other one and put the rescue equipment in it. And so typically what they've done is during the high fire danger times of year, they keep the water pump in it. And the rest of the year, they keep the rescue equipment in it. This one would not have to be changed. Each of those skid units that go in the back, the chief tells me, are about 400 pounds a piece. So it takes easily four people to both put them in and out. And they can't move it in and out with water in the water tank, because it currently has a 100-gallon tank, and that would add, you know, more weight.
Did they get a price on that, a ballpark?
We have an accurate price. Today's price is $46,425.
So this is all, I'm going to make a comment.
These are
sound like awesome things that are probably difficult to get through normal capital budgets. Is it worth talking about reducing like cost of money on things that we already bought, like a fire truck?
We cannot use it to pay down debt. That would have been it. That would have been an easy answer.
Next on the list. Is there any more questions? Amanda, go ahead. Sorry.
Mine were going to be about items further down, so I'll wait.
Okay. So next on the list is there's three basketball courts. You want to talk on this one, John? Please.
Sure. The basketball courts are at Herrick Park, Indian Notch, and Memorial Field. Memorial Field's the one that they have playground out on for the kids at the center school. They've all are well over 25, 30 years old, developing cracks, settling where they're not flat anymore to play on, and they're just not safe. So the prices are to have them reclaimed in place, regraded, and paved.
And it fits well in the ARPA spending because it's both, it promotes health and wellness, and it's a safety issue.
And you've had them in the capital budget for a couple
years now.
Yeah. So that would come out. And I think that was like 76 or something, right? It's still right in that ballpark. It was 1919 and
49. Yeah. 46,000 and two at 19,650.
So the 46,000 is for Memorial Park, which is a double.
Right.
Court.
A little longer than 19,650 times 3 plus 46, 85,300.
And so one of the secrets to this whole thing is that we have to be able to have signed contracts before December 31st. So we just can't come up with an idea and get a quote and have the contract signed in this short period of time. So I believe you already have Fuller.
We have quotes.
Which we already had the payments, the quotes done, and they're an approved contractor?
Fuller's one of the few vendors around that can do the reclaiming on site. They're a small company, but yet their equipment is small enough to do these types of reclaimed projects.
Right.
Okay. So that's, and we've used them to do the pickleball court. Mm-hmm. When we went out to bid or went out to get prices last year, they were low.
And they did a tremendous job.
Yeah.
So in order to get around the bidding process,
We would have to waive the bid.
We would have to actually waive a bid.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And they are available to have a contract to you.
And it's pretty much right, their proposal.
So the as far as the Gator goes, is that available in stock?
Yes. We could have it probably delivered in January.
Okay. So you could have the agreement signed with whoever it is by the end of the month. Okay. Do you have any question on this, Amanda?
Yeah, I was wondering if Jim or Jill have access to the final regulations for the ARPA, because I feel like we may be interpreting this more broadly. I remember originally we were struggling to find projects that we thought might be allowable. I'm worried that we're stretching a bit, and I really want to make sure that we're not at risk of having these funds recaptured because we're spending it on stuff that may not be eligible. Have we dug through the regs to make 100% make sure that all these projects would be eligible?
So the fire department UTV, you know, without question, fire department equipment.
Yep.
It is acceptable. Jill and I reviewed a CCM thing last week. It was their final rule interpretation, and they gave examples of projects that were approved under ARPA funding and projects very similar to the basketball court paving were part of that process. And they do very much promote health and wellness. And again, this is also a safety issue, you know, with the pavement starting to fail.
Okay. Can you forward me that CCM, have you or Jill, so I can take a look at it?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, moving forward, next on the list was to replace a generator at the town hall. The existing generator is 20 years old?
Yeah, it's coming up on 25 years.
This was the original.
Right, and it's a real low-bid Generac generator, which served our purposes, but every time that we use it, we have to stop it in the middle of the night and add a quart of oil to it. It's starting to show its age. Prefer something a little more reliable like the Cummins we specced out. But it's started to make me a little nervous if we had a long storm.
20 years on a
generator is kind of a no-brainer. I'd be fine with that. Not much to discuss on that. It's
pretty Cummins, we got the quote for the town hall generator.
Yeah.
And that came in at $48,960, not the $30,000 shown.
Yeah.
So would you be using other funds that you have available to make the difference?
Well, we got to add this up when we're done.
Okay.
If that's what we want to do.
If that's the number.
That's what we want to do.
Got it.
Or do we have something
okay
that we'd rather? So, and the next one down is the one for the school, which that one we're trying to add the some emergency power into the school itself so that the walking coolers could be powered up and there would be capacity to do other things in the future, maybe pick up a boiler or something, however, whatever. So that one, the price came in at $94,207.
Right now that generator serves, it was mainly when we put it in was for the well system, which feeds the center school, the municipal center, the two town garages, and the CBC across the street.
So was the 30 and the 40, those were placeholders before we got quotes?
Correct. They were last year's quote on the town halls and two years ago for the center school.
Yeah.
But it's also a bigger generator.
Right. Than what we originally quoted and planned for a little more use than what we originally thought.
That services the CBC?
The well system does.
Oh, okay.
The water system serves senior center, rooms A and B, mm-hmm. the school, highway garage, buildings and grounds, and it goes across the street to the CBC building.
I can see the importance of this one being done. I'm just kind of a little shocked at the price of it for its ultimate purpose. I don't know if anybody else has any thoughts on it.
Seems like a lot. I don't know the ins and outs of it. Certainly a 20-year-old generator should be replaced. The town hall is critical to have operational during an outage. But we're starting to add on a lot of stuff, a lot of extra money here.
I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. The reason why I called Sourcewell, Tower Generators, they're the ones who won the bid on our last generator install at the firehouse. And they're also a member of Sourcewell, which is a buying consortium. So I'm a little surprised on the price, but it's more than what I thought was going to be involved too. So I'm not sure.
So
That's kind of the evaluation I was hoping for, John, is because I trust John's judgment on a lot of this stuff. You're on the ground and you have a gut on this stuff and you've been doing the research. So
Sourcewell is a certified.
It's one of the buying consortiums that we've used in the past to save money.
But they're approved by the state.
They're
on the bid list.
They're like the state of Houston is going out to bid on something. They go through Sourcewell.
Yeah.
So
no, the two that we use are HGAC, which is the Houston Galveston one.
Right.
And then Sourcewell.
Is that a company or they bid it out to other contractors?
It's a buying consortium that we belong to.
So who actually bid the $98,000?
So Sourcewell and HGAC, Capital Region Council of Governments, they go out to bid every year for a variety of goods and services. And, Sourcewell has gone out to bid and chosen Tower Generator. Cummings brand generators. They've gotten bulk pricing on those generators.
So it's a listed item. Like they have a 30 kW, 100 kW, 200 kW. Right. Yeah. So I'm sorry, I missed the size of this one compared to the town hall.
It says 60, wasn't it?
I believe so.
65 kW.
40 at town hall and 60 at the center school.
Oh, that's big. Okay.
40 and 60, and it was 48 and 98.
Yep.
And fuel tanks are?
Town hall would be off the natural gas, and center school would be, we have propane tanks for that one.
Amanda.
I was just going to say that despite the increased cost, I do feel like these generators and the purpose, especially the one with access to the water system, to me, more so than paying for an excavator meets the, health and safety requirements of the ARPA, having access to water during any type of health crisis is super, super important. And given that it feeds all those various different buildings that were mentioned, I do think it would be a worthwhile project, and I would vote for it over probably paying for the excavator.
Good point.
And we want to tie in the walk-in coolers at the center school, because every time if we lose power for a prolonged period, they lose everything that's in here, and that's the main storage areas for the food, frozen food.
And we also use that during emergencies when we have to feed people. That is one of the places that we
would be able to access and have power.
This,
go ahead.
I was just going to thank you. I'm glad you brought that up, because in the past we've had some extended power outages where we lost a considerable amount of dollar wise. Not just once; it's been several times that this has happened over the years, and a short-term solution really wouldn't have worked, because there was no low-cost way of dealing with that because of the draw that you have from those appliances and everything else. You do need a significant size generator there, and this one, this can. What's the watt? What's this one?
60.
60. That'll cover.
Well, I think it's much more than what they need.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy double.
I was going to say, That's big. I don't know if we. That's the thing. I don't know the size, but the importance of it, yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we have it. And but it's also, I think we look at it that we bid the proper size for what we're doing, because next step is redoing the whole building, and that's just that's a whole nother spectrum.
Yeah, right.
In
the school itself.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another,
right? Because they'll end up with a generator as well.
Well, with a huge generator, bigger than that. I don't know what it would take to do the whole school.
Oh, that's 200
kids. Yeah, I was going to say. What I'm saying is significant. So it's what it takes to do this one is I think it's important to have. It may not. I don't know if it's 60. I don't know enough about draw to be able to pick the size.
It would be great if this would, you know, aside from picking up the refrigerator or freezer, if we could pick up a boiler or two to just make sure the building doesn't freeze up.
Got it.
Yeah.
And this would give us
that would tie in
during
as well.
A long term. I mean, I think, you know, if I was going to prioritize something, that's a good extra one to pick up, that would
be. So it would pick up boilers. And
so the thought process, I went over it with Tower, and the thought process was to put a panel in the school where we could pick up everything. The transfer switch would be in the school.
Yep.
It would be fed from the main electrical room instead of a little breaker in the little room somewhere. And then it would just go out and feed. Now, I should have mentioned it. We should probably just move that generator right next to the school with the tanks. Put pad over toward the dumpsters. Then you could just put your storage shed on top of the well house and get rid of the fencing. And
they would, yeah.
Like I said, I think these things, but it takes time. So, I mean, is there cost savings in there? You know, if we agree to this price, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're able to evolve their price, because we agreed to pay this and it's going to be deducted from the ARPA. So if you do renegotiate it at a later time, what would you do? Have to send the money back to ARPA?
Can they increase the scope to make up those dollars? Like, I don't know, bump it up to a 70. I'm not saying that would be equivalent, but if you found cost savings, maybe they could give you something on top of it or something. Maybe an automatic transfer. Maybe it already is automatic, probably.
Yeah, and you got to remember that you know, in the future, I don't think a bigger one would help you at all.
Okay.
No, but maybe tying in other circuit.
You could tie more stuff in school. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Pick up the fire alarm
discussion with them.
Yeah. But I mean, you're adding cost, not necessarily to this price,
right?
But it would be other expenses, right, in the future. So, and then any other questions, Amanda? Glenn?
We had talked in the past about resurfacing the town hall parking lot, and that's definitely, Jim has mentioned it as being a safety issue. So was that thought put into using any of these funds for that, to do that?
So that you had a
price. So I have a price. I believe it's AJ had the price. I believe verbally he told me it's about $134,000, but I believe that we can use monies that we have from the state for that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember what the name of that fund is, Bob.
LoSIP funds?
No, not LoSIP.
State highway fund?
No.
Far
road.
Town aid roads.
Town aid roads. Thank you.
Yeah. We have about $600,000 available in town aid road.
Okay. And
that would be a more proper.
So we definitely have that money, because
have the $600,000 in town aid road. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then the other project that came to mind was replacing those pads at the high school, you know, like the ones that are bubbling up from underneath.
That money's already in CAPA, been approved in CAPA. We talked about that. That's in the current CAPA.
Okay, but some of I thought some of this stuff is in currently in CAPA.
The ones that are in here are future CAPA items.
Okay, I see.
This one here was in last year's, or the operating budget where we're in right now.
They're in capital, but they're not funded.
Okay.
These are projects that we just keep pushing down the road, and we're not likely to fund them anytime soon. You know, it's our expectation based on what's been happening over the last couple of years that some of these projects would continue to get pushed.
Is our town attorney going to review these contracts for these various items that we approved today?
I wouldn't expect that he would review the contract with Fuller Paving. We've worked with Fuller Paving many times, and he's never reviewed a Fuller Paving contract.
Okay.
I certainly would want him to review the contract with Stanford Wrecking.
Okay. What about any of these other items?
Do we have a contract for Tower, or just an estimate?
We have the estimate. The contract will come from Cummings.
So yeah, I mean we can send it. We can send it to them.
Yeah. When we've used them in the past, we haven't sent them to the attorney. But
and is it sure? Are you sure that Cummings will get the contract?
Yeah, they've already been awarded the Sourcewell contract. That's how they get the pricing.
Okay, so there's no issue of breaking our deadline because we don't get this contract in from them.
No.
Okay. Same. And is what about for the generators? Is that the one you were just talking about? Okay.
That's the Cummins. And then the basketball stuff is
Fuller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that leaves us with paying off the excavator.
What's our new running total?
I got 274,892. If somebody could confirm that, I would appreciate it.
And that includes two generators and the basketball.
That includes 94,207 for the Bolton High School generator, 48,960 for a town hall generator, 85,300 for basketball court, and 46,425 for fire department UTV.
Pushing 300 there.
Mr. Chairman, I need to get to Stratford. I need to bow out. I think you have enough for a vote. Otherwise, I could log back in on the road.
We have enough members to vote. Correct. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.
Enjoy your holidays.
Will do. You too. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
So including the 130 that we're proposing to add to the Notch Road contract, that brings us to a total of 404,892. Which means that we only have 44,103 minus 44,403, $39,000 left,
yeah,
roughly. If we want no cushion.
Are we able to pay down on that excavator? Or is it all or nothing type event?
Haven't even crossed that bridge. We have, I believe, $20,000 in the capital budget currently.
Yeah.
So
it could be down to 80. If you put that 20 into it.
Well, the 20 was going to pay for the lease over the course of the rest of this fiscal year.
Right.
And we're sure that's eligible?
Public works equipment is eligible.
A lease, not buying it.
I would leave that for capital, and so you have 40,000.
Right.
And we don't, you know, we don't have to put the 130 in, and that was just so the way we came up with that 130 is we worked backwards from the estimates that we talked about just the way that we did today. And that was, you know, going to give us an allowance for contingencies and any of these other potential items that we identified as wanting to get done.
So that 180 is doesn't include any of this, right?
Right.
Okay.
So none of it is specific. I mean, I think you know, if you were to ask John and I what our priorities for the Notch Road, you know, what's going to remain of Notch Road. Obviously, we need to put some sort of flooring back in when the flooring gets abated. And, you know, the front door, the double front door, and the walkways. Those are really important.
But that's included in the 130?
It could be.
Okay.
It's a budget for what can we have
It's
done.
A budget for what we can add on.
Got it.
So we okay. didn't, you're on this list.
Those are important things to make.
Things that flooring isn't listed, though, right? On the list.
We talked about it, but it wasn't on the list when we initially discussed it.
Right. But they're going to be doing the abatement on that floor, so
won't be any floors.
So it's either grind the concrete down and get it shiny and pretty, or add a floor to it, a linoleum or carpet or whatever.
You got $40,000, right?
Well,
left.
That was kind of like,
that.
That was kind of in the 130, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we already had that.
Oh, the flooring in there.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just saying it wasn't listed in the.
It just wasn't listed because we talked about after we created the.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Stamford Wrecking has agreed to items 1 through 6 for the amount of $130,000.
They've agreed to give us an allowance for any of those that we can afford.
Yes. They don't have the opportunity to detail the price and give us an exact price on each item? No.
Is that going to pass muster for the ARPA funding? Like having an allowance versus a quote?
Well, it's part of their contract. It would be part of their contract for demoing the whole building.
And replacement.
I mean, and I agree that I think that adding additional things to that contract, you know, because it's part of that same project essentially makes sense. I'm just worried about the process.
When we met with the state about all of this stuff, the state said we are the deciders.
Okay.
How that money gets spent.
We should be in good shape, but
the only thing that happens is after we hit the magic number of $1 million on any project is we have to give written justification. Under $1 million, we don't have to provide any written justification. The other thing that happened here is that we took the one-time exception. There was two ways to go about this. And what we did was we took the one-time exception of up to $10 million in lost revenue. And that allowed us a lot of flexibility in how these funds got spent. And that paperwork was filed, you know, quite some time ago. That was the decision that was reached because it was under our award was under the $10 million and it gave us maximum flexibility.
All right, I hate to move things along, but I have to leave for work soon and I know I'm required to make a quorum, so.
Okay, so so we just want to, in order to move this forward, do we have a motion to consider an act? Yep, we need a motion to spend, and that $40,000 would end up being what? The extra $39,000. So we got the generator.
Right now we have two generators, three basketball courts, and a fire department UTV, and a Stamford Wrecking contract.
Or a total on it.
What was that total?
404,892.
Mm-hmm. 440.
404.
404. 890. And that leaves a balance of 39,000. So we either.
Well, we want to be specific with our numbers.
For each item.
39,000 is close, but it's not exact. Did you confirm that the other number was correct, John, the 274?
Yes. That leaves us an undesignated balance of $39,211.66.
So where do we want to try to move that?
Let me ask you a question on that. I'm not going to tie any more time up, Amanda, but just a question. Could we utilize those funds? We have that little bathroom that's in there to upgrade that to a full, more handicapped facilities with new toilets, sinks, and all that.
And just take up a little bit of that room?
And take up a little more space.
Which building are you talking about?
Right off of room A. That's the only bathroom that serves.
That's going to be there.
I would think you can certainly do it for 30.
So we would just add that to the Stanford Wrecking total? If that puts us over a million?
It puts us over a million. We don't have to do the written justification.
No, we don't want to do that. Then we'll leave it the way it is.
Well, except we want to spend that money.
We got to spend it somehow. Yeah.
So the other thing,
by two cabars.
So I thought this might happen. So we did get some additional pricing from the fire department for replacement hydraulic equipment for cutting and spreading. They broke it into pieces.
What is the equipment for?
Excavation.
Yeah, ripping carpet.
Take it literally. Which we do.
Is there a need to replace
it? We have to update them. They just wear out after a while. But they, not only that, but the fortunate thing is they change them because the initial ones that came out are extremely heavy. And working out the newer stuff is lighter and more efficient and a lot safer to use for the firefighters. And they're powerful equipment. They literally will tear, and they have cutters that will cut the roof off your car, split doorways. And also, the other part, we also have a lifting system to lift vehicle up so you can excavate it.
So we talked about how there was improved. At the last meeting, something, the state security system at the Heritage Farm needed to be repaired. A security system somewhere else needed to be repaired. I'm not sure. Maybe the center school.
The senior center. Smoke detectors didn't pass when they were tested.
So, I mean, how much thought has been given to these other safety improvements to these other facilities? I hear the fire department is very good about saying we need X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And I don't have the knowledge of every single facility to say, well, I also know that we could be doing this at the farm or this at the senior center or this at the school. So
keep the capital up to date of the needs of
either
the security or the heating or.
So what else is on the table here besides what else is on the table for us?
Guys, I really need to go, so I think we're going to have to schedule another meeting for the 26th.
No, we have four people here. We got Gwen, me, Bob, and Mather.
Oh, all right. Well, then, I'm going to have to leave. Sorry, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, Amanda.
Well, we worked off the capital list the other day, so let's grab a capital list.
Let's see what's on here. Then I'm here.
Make the extra 10 minutes and do that.
There's not a lot we can do on the capital list for $39,000.
No.
Well, 39 plus possibly rethink the 46 for the fire department gator. You know, then that gives you 75 or so to be working with.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, mostly worse.
We did talk about whether or not we could replace, you know, any vehicles. We can't use it for regular vehicles. Only heavy equipment for public works. And this isn't enough money for heavy equipment for public works.
What about filling in the manure pit at the farm? That could be considered a safety hazard. There's flexible fencing around it right now, but it's not really that secure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a health and safety related issue. We don't have great numbers on that.
You get the three bids here.
The problem with the bids that we had is there was no bid specs generated for them. So the bids are very different based on the contractor's interpretation of what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read those. I agree. I mean, one of the bids I used. Existing, I think, was going to break up the existing concrete and just use that as fill, as opposed to another bill would be another bid had bringing in new soil, which I preferred. I don't have those numbers right in my head right now, but I think, to me, I think it should be looked at more closely.
The doors here would have been what, 25? I remember right.
The exterior doors.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to qualify for funding. We did. You and I did talk about that the other day.
Yeah. There's. I'm just going through doors, town hall vehicle, painting, manure pit, firehouse roof, Indianapolis basketball, town hall. I mean, troopers painting, Eric Clark basketball, mower. Basketball. Library rooms, Eric Park Wood, Eric Park Furnace, Library Publication. AC replacement, firehouse, generator, library car. Nothing really coming off.
Yep. Nothing that small.
No.
Do you remember what the bids were, Jim, on the Heritage Farm manure pit?
Not exactly.
They just sent it to Army not too long ago.
But we could certainly, I think that, again, is appropriate health and safety related. I think that is certainly a good qualifying expense. It's one of those things that we haven't found the money for as of yet. I think it would be, it's certainly less than the $39,000. I want to say it was in the $15,000 range. And we could certainly do that. And then I suppose the balance of whatever that is, we could put into the Stanford Wrecking contract for more improvements at a natural facility, unless we can find another small project.
I like that idea. That solves the issue at the farm once and for all. And also when we're refurbishing, actually refurbishing the two rooms over there, like anything else, it's something that always occurs that you never anticipate. To having a little extra in that, I think is well worth.
Which two rooms are you referring to?
Rooms A and B. Room A over there. Yeah. And when they're part of their work there is refurbishing there. And like any other refurbishing, there's always something that you can anticipate that you find that you could use a few extra dollars to finish off. If we put that a part of that original
855.
Yeah. That Stanford.
So how much you willing to try to go over that million?
No, I'd go over around.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't make it a million.
Listen, the worst case scenario is I provide written justification that goes into the portal. And it's not hard. We've already created written justification for this project.
Okay.
So it's not hard. It's just a little bit more work with the reporting.
Okay.
I'd rather not go over a million, but if we go over a million, it's not the end of the day.
You shouldn't. If you allocate $15,000 for the
we can get new courts for the manure pit,
yeah,
including removing the concrete because we should.
Yeah,
it's not appropriate to leave it there. Mm. We can determine the amount of fill and the amount that we have left. My recommendation would be that we award the contract to be able to do that, and then we put the balance into the Stanford Rec and allowance for improvements at the Knott's Road facility.
How are you going to be able to get bids and secure a contract by December 31st on the manure pit?
We started on these other bids on Friday.
So you're convinced you can do that?
We have good relationships with all of the contractors that bid. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay.
Yeah, especially. And Salvi's was the one that ever moved concrete. And,
oh, yeah. He's local.
And what was his bid? Do you have it there?
Yep. It's 17.8.
So it was 17,000. And Landy?
And Bogner's. Landy is no longer in business.
Right.
As Landy.
Right.
Luke Hoard bought the business from Mr. Phillips. But we certainly could. You know, probably, I'm sure we can get a quote from at least two of them, if not three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do. I feel that the concrete should be removed. Yep. Totally.
No,
not used.
I think we all agree on that.
Nothing should be put back into that pit. That's clean, inorganic.
Clean fill.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And it solves an issue that we've been dealing with for a long time. It's done. It's right. And
are there any other safety issues at the barn that could be addressed?
I thought the whole barn was a safety issue.
No, the barn actually is the barn is in good shape.
The barn is secure.
So it's the house that's got issues?
I refuse to comment on that.
we just had the main carrier beams in fixed from Country Carpenters. The envelope's solid. It's just now what you're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't spend any more money on either one of them.
Right, because now it's not spending 10, it's spending.
And
how many hundreds of thousands do you want to spend?
The porch was a safety issue, and that got fixed up a couple of years ago.
The beams were our last safety concern.
Okay.
We're keeping water out because we have a new roof on it.
Right.
Yep.
So do we want to make a motion?
Let's get those. Let's write those numbers up.
So
we don't have a current quote for the work at
the pit.
At the pit.
Right. So that will have to leave as an approximate. So generator number one at the school is 94,207.
Correct.
The generator at the town hall is 48,960. You got that 94 for the school is 94,207.
Correct.
And you got 94.
Oh, 94.
How accurate you want to be here, but
I want it.
Then the basketball courts, we have 85,300. And then the UTV, we have 46,425. And then now we're talking ballpark is 17,000 for the manure pit.
I'd say an even 20.
I would 20,000.
Okay. Landy's came in at 19 and change. And Saldi's was 17, and I think Bogner's was 13. Bogner was the one that was leaving concrete right. in place. Yeah. And that was back in March. So
and there's associated grading that could be done that I think would not be considered a separate project. There's that, you know, they could grade that whole area between there's that knoll when you first drive in on the right hand side, there's that knoll that was built there so that Richie Rose could turn his milk trucks around. And that knoll is not necessary anymore. And that could all be graded out. And I don't think that anybody would argue that that's a totally separate project that wouldn't fit under the eligibility here. So adding a little bit more money into that bid.
Is that where everybody parks their tents and stuff?
No, it's
not. No.
Okay. Drive before you turn towards the
just
barn.
As you go up on the right-hand side. There's like, it goes like that and then drops off. Right. A lot of fill was yeah. brought in there oh, for the okay. trucks to turn around.
Right now.
So that I think the grading could be part of that bid, and I would at 20.
So my recommendation would be that you make the motion say up to $39,211.66 for those two projects at the farm, and anything that's left over. It's put into the Stanford Wrecking contract as an allowance for building repairs and upgrades after the demolition.
Is that 39,211?
39,211 and 66.
Thank you. Yep.
So the school or the farm is going to be manure pit.
Yep.
And I would say an associated grading.
An associated grading.
Moving. Removal. And
we also had the 130,000.
You're right. You've got 855 plus 130 for Stanford Rec here currently.
For the long not a pitch.
That's this one here,
right?
Which is yeah. 985,000.
Do you do just the total the 985, or you have to break it?
Oh, sorry.
You can do the 855 plus you can do the 855 if you want plus the 130.
Plus the 130, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus the
there we go.
Which is gonna bring you to nine, what was it?
985. I just want to know if you need to break it out, but I will just to have it. Do you want that as just one number? The 985, or do we have to break it out?
We don't have to mention anything about the funds that we've already spent either, right?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
So that all totals up to.
Thank you.
We just about it. So let's grab it. Okay. You get 39,000.
Yep.
211. What's the total on that then? Without the time bond or without the Stanford wrecking?
Is without the 855?
And correct.
Without 444. 103.66.
Okay, so that would be this number.
That's the
total there without the 855.
Yeah,
that's what you're
going to. That's it right here.
Okay, so this motion that total
will total 444.103.66.
Correct. Yep.
66.
Is it 66 or 64?
I'll pitch in the 2 cents.
Okay.
So 444-103 is the excess funding over the Stanford Wrecking demolition bid. Is that right?
And what we've already spent at the school for the removal of the greenhouse. And high end bonds contract.
And MTS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So we call our preparing points 1 and 4.5. There's a tie bond with school and Stanford and Reckon total out to that. And that's the balance.
Okay. And the items that we just talked about, the two generators, paving courts, UTV, the newer pit, those come up to the 444-103.
That's right.
Okay. 66. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
So do we want two motions on this?
So you already have a motion on the table for the $855,000 for this Stanford wrecking contract that I don't believe was acted on.
I think we did act on
it. We did.
I think we voted.
We voted. We approved that.
Yeah.
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 Now we're considering to spend the rest of the ARPA funds. So a motion is being made to spend the $444,103.62.
Six cents
on the following.
$94,207 for a generator for the water system at the school. $48,960 for replacement of an ATV vehicle, emergency vehicle for the fire department. $85,300 for refurbishing and replacement of three basketball courts, one at Herrick Park, one at Indian Notch Park, and
two at Memorial Field.
So that was a town.
Yeah.
I misspoke. But the $48,960 is for the town's generator replacement.
Got it.
And then $46,425. That's for the replacement of the all-terrain vehicle for the fire department. And finally, $39,211.66 for removal of the old manure pit and associated grading at Heritage Farm.
Do you make that up to?
Up to, yes. Up to $39,211.66 for the manure pit removal and associated grading.
And the excess will be?
$130,000 to be added to the original contract for improvements to the Notch Road building.
And then we have to deal with any excess from the manure pit and grading.
So we don't know how much that's going to be. So if it's
all. I added that in.
No.
The 39,211.
Yeah. So you said up to, but if we're less than that, we wanted to be able to add that to the Stanford Wrecking contract.
Okay. So 130,000 we added to the Stanford Wrecking contract. Also, plus any funds left over from not utilized for the pit removal and associated grading at Heritage Farm. For a total $444,103.66.
Do we have a second?
Well, I think
I'll second it. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's four yes.
Aye.
Amanda has left the meeting and Pam was absent, so now we move on to number four. Consider an act on authorizing waiving the bid process for the ARPA expenses. So that would be for the motion that we just mentioned.
Well, we did go out the bid for the Stamford wrecking contract. It's just for the
it's just for the two generators, the basketball court, and the UTV.
Right.
And
the filling room of and the working
farm. Which we're going to try to get at least two bids for.
Yeah. So in theory, that would be not included.
That would be not included since you're going to get two bids for it.
Well, except our bid ordinance requires three bids.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure we'll get three, but we can definitely. I'm sure we can get two.
So in
all the three of them, we've got to get
a. I have Luke's phone number. Yes.
So I'll move. We waive bid for the acquisition of the. Putting down in order the generator for the water system at the school, the generator for the town hall, the work to be done in replacement of the basketball courts for the fire department ATV, and for the removal and associated grading for Heritage Farm.
Is there a second? I'll second it. Oh, Mather seconded it.
I'll second it.
Do we have to state on the record the purpose?
We should say why.
Mm-hmm. Because we've
undertaken. Because all of these items are being purchased through a process which already includes bidding of all the items, such as the generators, the basketball courts, the ATV, and the work to be done at the farm, the pit removal and associated, may only have two bidders as opposed to the three that's required.
So I think that's close, but not so. Like Fuller Paving, we explained that, you know, they were a low bidder for us in the past.
Right. Okay.
But they are not purchased through a buying consortium. The two generators, John explained, were going to be through the Sourcewell contract. And the UTV, I don't believe, was through Sourcewell or HGAC. But I think that only stands true for the two generators.
It's just for the two generators.
I think the purpose that we're waiving the bid is because we have six business days until we need to confirm that we have these funds under contract.
And we need, we want to be able to put all these items under contract prior to January 1st.
December 31, actually.
Right. No business days, right?
Yeah, I think. I think ARPA requires it
By the end of December.
By at December 31.
December 30th.
31st.
31st.
Can we make it due to time constraints?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Due to bidding.
You're going
to
raise all the other stuff and just make it simple.
All right.
Make it due to time constraints.
To the time constraints to meet the.
So you're amending your motion.
Amend the motion to simply to approve these, to waive the bids on the expenditures of $94,000 for the school generator, for the town hall generator, for the basketball courts, for the UTV, and for the work to be done at the Heritage Farm due to time constraints for approvals of these items to meet the requirements of the grant process.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mather seconds. Any other discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That's four yes, two absent. Motion passed. Now we consider an act on authorizing town administrator to sign contracts for ARPA funding expenditures, which would be the said expenditures for the generators for paving the UTV and for the Heritage Farm excavation work.
And the generators.
And the generators.
I'll also move.
Second? I'll second it. Any other discussion?
Just might want to check in with Rich Barker if you have any questions on those contracts.
I will.
Okay, good.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's aye. Four yes, two absent. Now we look for a motion to adjourn.
I'd be more than happy to adjourn and to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
And we'll see you back here on December 30th.
To welcome in the new year together. Oh
no.
Well, not quite.
To finish paying off the old year. Okay, meeting adjourned at 10 o'clock.
Everybody.
Thank you, Mather.
Yep. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Right, Jim, I seen him on here.
Oh, he got in there too? I think he's heading up to Maine.